Well, I don't know if you heard this thing last week, but basically somebody who used to live here got featured on National Public Radio's very popular afternoon program, All Things Considered, and that would be Melody Walker. And I think all things, if everything works here, I think I got Melody on the phone. Melody, can you hear me okay?
Yes. It's all good. This is a really smooth ship. You're doing a great job.
Oh, I appreciate it. You're so patronizing. So a little bit of background. You are in this band called Front Country, and we'll talk about the NPR thing in a minute. But you lived here in Humboldt County. You went to Humboldt State. When were you here? Why were you here?
Well, I came, like a lot of wayward travelers, to go to school at HSU. And I I thought I was going to study political science, and then I was just completely taken with and drawn into the music department at Humboldt State, and also like the local music scene in Arcata. There's just a bunch of great world music, and I ended up playing in a bunch of percussion ensembles, and I had never really been a percussionist. Yeah, I got just really drawn into that scene because it's so very vibrant.
Well, so I know that you're now that you're a famous rock star, and you have no time for your friends back here on the North Coast. I have five.
Is this as good as it gets?
I have five questions for you, and you kind of launched into the first one, which is you came to Humboldt with sort of political leanings, and anybody who knows you is Facebook friends with you, Melody Walker, they know that you are not shy about your very sort of strident political views. And I wonder, like, is that like a thing? If somebody wants to advance their career, should they just be hyper partisan?
Yeah, I recommend being really progressive and liberal and moving to the South. I recommend that. Good move.
How is that working out so far?
It's cool. You know, Nashville is like a blue dot.
And we should say, too, you're a relatively new Nashvillean. You moved there last year. You lived in the Bay for a while. In fact, you were from the Bay. You went to Alhambra High, right?
Yes, I did. I'm actually sitting in my hometown of Martinez, California.
Okay, so that's question number one, Melody Walker. Be hyper-partisan. And so now that you're in Nashville, this is question number two, is I noticed on the new record, which is called Other Love Songs, and it came out the other day, I noticed that Jacob Groopman, who is the guitar player, is he getting like a twangy accent? Like when Bob Dylan did Nashville Skyline, it suddenly he had an accent out of nowhere. And now, is that happening to Jacob?
Well, Jacob's actually from Virginia originally, so he's totally allowed to do that. He's just getting it back, you know, he's getting his flavor back. But I think I'm starting to get an accent, which really worries me because I'm just a total poser. I grew up in Northern California.
I like when NPR was covering you, right, and you're talking, like, Kelly McEvers did the intro, and then the local NPR, like the Nashville person, was talking about the Station Inn. The Station Inn in Nashville, Tennessee, is kind of like a letdown when you actually get there, because you feel like you're going to get robbed when you park your car, and then you walk into this like husk of a building that looks like you would plan a bank heist in there, right?
Yeah, it is keeping it extra real, is what I would say. I don't know if you've been there. When was the last time you were there, Mike? What year?
It was probably 2010.
Okay, so man, everything has changed. And the Station Inn is just this, like, you know, single floor, low ceiling dive bar, essentially, that has a great history of bluegrass music. But, you know, it's not much to look at, really. Well, now there's an Urban Outfitters across the street, and there's like high rises of maybe 50 floors all around it of swanky apartment buildings. And it is just holding out. And they've been trying to buy it. The developers have been trying to buy it. And it is just holding out, and it's keeping it real. It's this tiny little dive bar with these high-rises around it. If you can imagine that, it really is a crazy just example of gentrification and just changing cities, you know. And it's still a pretty small city, but it's just getting really big for its britches.
I was going to say, too, like, maybe a good comparison, like, you could point to the Station Inn in Nashville as sort of the CBGB, but it's almost more like Gilman, right? Like, Gilman is in an industrial area, the punk club in Berkeley. Like, I'm sure.
Right, and actually it's changed a lot just in the last couple of years, right, on that kind of block on Gilman. Like, there's a Whole Foods across the street now, and it used to be much more sketchy, you know.
Are you contributing to the gentrification of Nashville?
You know, I really don't think so. I do feel like kind of a turd for moving there, but I really don't think I'm rich enough to count.
You're keeping it real as well, we can hope. I was Googling you, And I've known you since MySpace, Melody. So I'm going to ask you, I found your old MySpace page. It's been a while. I want to see if you can name your own top eight. Can you name who is in your current...
Top eight what?
Yeah.
Like friends? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you remember that?
I didn't even know that still existed. Like, you can find MySpace pages?
I'm looking at myspace.com/Melody Walker right now.
Oh, that's great. That's so wonderful. Thanks for advertising that. I have no idea, man.
Yeah, so it's actually mostly bands that you are in. The first one is a cappella. Does that give you a hint as to what the next one might be?
Whoa Mama.
Yes, that's right. Okay. All right, so a cappella, Whoa Mama. Who else is in your MySpace top eight?
Bloco Fermesa.
Yes, you did it. That's two for two.
Wow, I'm killing it.
You're
killing
doing
it.
So great. All right, we've got three more. What's the next one?
I mean, I don't even know that. Or the Bucky Walters, one of them?
Yes, they were. Oh, my gosh. You're doing it. Yeah, the Bucky Walters, a great band.
It.
Nico is now one of the Shook Twins, which is awesome.
I know. It's like he changed his genetics. It's weird. They're triplets now. Weird.
We've got, I'm going to give, one of them was a school band, and then the final one will be a curveball. But
I'm going to give me HSU Calypso.
That's right. HSU Calypso band is in your own MySpace top eight from 2010. And then finally, the last one is a local singer-songwriter who is no longer in the area, and it's not you.
It's a singer. Oh, is it Beryl?
It's not Beryl, Alexander.
Not Beryl.
Nope. I'm going to say it's Lila Nelson. She was the final one in your own MySpace top eight.
Awesome. That's right. Yeah, she lives in a really cool block in Oakland.
Like you, she is coming to town. You have a show at Humbrews. This is tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow night, Tuesday night at Humbrews.
What kind of advice? I remember you being like, and you still are, like you're a workaholic. You were unrelenting in promoting the bands that you worked with and bringing your friends up with you, not unlike Eminem and D12. You were all about the posse and supporting everybody around you. What advice do you have for local musicians here in the North Coast area?
Well, just tour, you know. You gotta get out, and it's not the easiest place to tour from, you know. Neither is the West Coast and the Bay Area in general, you know, and, you know, reap the benefits of being on the road, which is you're playing every night. So you are just going to get, you know, better and better. It's definitely worth it. You got to put in those hours, that stage time, and just build fans literally one by one, dragging them, kicking and screaming into your fan base. And that's how it's done. You know, you look at Green Sky Bluegrass. Used to come play at Humbrews, you know, and I remember seeing that band, and they just grinded it so hard, and they are killing it right now, you know, playing for thousands of people every night, sold out shows.
Their manager actually lives here. You probably know
him,
right?
Yeah, Maddie, he's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Plus, they have pyro, and as bluegrass bands go, and I'm using that word with the lowercase b, the Front Country, your band, and Green Sky have a lot in common, which is not like, what's the word? It's not a disregard for tradition per se, but it's, do you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, it's just a lack of constraints, honestly. You know, I think NPR even said in that piece, you know, bluegrass tends to be defined by its traditions, and I think it's just kind of a no-rules approach to bluegrass or string band music.
I kind of stumbled upon the Front Country mixtape where you cover Tune Yards, which is an incredibly complicated composition, a hard thing to execute digitally because you can tell they like looped it out and it's like they built it in Ableton, you know, like lovingly with machine-like precision.
Well, it was, we wondered if we could do it. That's kind of where we started, you know, was wondering if we could execute like interlocked loops like that, but live is definitely challenging. And, it is one of the hardest things that we play.
Before I let you go, again, Melody Walker, thank you for checking in. And seriously, congratulations on all the success and the NPR thing. The new record is called Other Love Songs. What is your favorite song on the record? And then what is a song that came out on the record that maybe it didn't sound the way that you thought it would in your head?
Maybe the first track, If Something Breaks, it's still probably like my favorite song. I was really going for trying to... write songs with more, you know, vulnerability and sort of emotional themes, because that's not typically been my comfort zone before, so I was really challenging myself. I really like that one, I think we had put some pressure on it, you know, and we kind of knew it was going to be the opening track because it has this opening energy. I would say that one was the hardest to sort of get across the vision, maybe, just because maybe we let ourselves get in our way a little bit. And I think it still comes across, but I kind of wonder if when we play it live, it has like more of the soul. And that happens with all the songs, you know. It's like once you start playing them on the stage more and more, they become a different thing. And sometimes you're like, oh, I wish we could record this version now.
I think you actually just answered both questions with that.
Yeah, I probably
you really did.
One, yeah.
You really did.
It kind of is the same one.
Well, Melody, seriously, congratulations. The new Front Country record is getting tons of acclaim. Anybody with Google already knows this. It's called Other Love Songs. Just to sort of recap, I'm going to say you should delete your MySpace. Your advice to local musicians is to work hard, press the flesh, don't gentrify neighborhoods, and go see the show at Humbrews tomorrow night. Did we get it all?
Yeah, come say hi, everybody. I'd love to see you. And yeah, I'll see you guys at Humbrews tomorrow night.
All right. Congratulations on everything, Melody Walker. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
See you.
Bye.